Matthew 9:36. I'm going to read 36, 37. I think Matthew 9:37, but I take it from 36 to 38. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them. Can we be fasting? But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with what? Compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Verse 37. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is what? Plenteous, but the laborers are few. Then he made a prayer request. He made a what? Which churches don't pray about. All they do is go and be fighting the devil. Jesus made a prayer request to you and to me and to the body of Christ. And we don't do that. He says, pray ye therefore, what? The Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Let me ask us, how many of us pray this prayer? How many churches have we entered in their prayer meeting and they are saying, the Lord gave us prayer? But this is what Jesus said. He gave us prayer requests. He said, pray, pray. I want you to pray this prayer. We don't do that. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are what? Few. He was making a very serious prayer. That a lot of people do not live in the consciousness of souls that are not where they should be. A lot of people do not live in the consciousness of souls that are not where they should be. He said, what does it profit a man to do what? Gain the whole world. He was comparing his soul with the entire world. That the value of a soul is more than the entire world put together. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world? I mean, you got the whole world. Jesus is saying, a man's soul is more precious than the entire world. What? Then he asked another question. He said, what can a man give in exchange for his soul? And when we don't understand what he's saying, we play around with our own soul. We get engaged in things that destroy the soul. We toil with our own soul. We don't even give time to those things that will build your soul and save your soul. The Bible says the word of God saves our soul, delivers our soul. And how many people really give attention? You can give me, listen, brother, you can give me $1 million, $20 million, $200 million. If I lose my soul, you have done nothing for me. You've done absolutely nothing for me. Because nothing compares with it. And Jesus was raising an issue that is lost on many generations. The importance of the soul. The value of the soul. And they are just rotting and perishing and going all over the place. And we don't even understand the value of what is being lost. What is being lost. All around us. You do know, my brothers and sisters, that not everybody has ears to hear Jesus. Not everybody. He says, he who has what? Ears. There are people who have no ears. Don't have it. There are people who are not interested. And I'm trying to let you know that they include pastors and things who have no interest in listening to Jesus Christ. They don't have ears for him. There are people going to church who have no intention of listening to him. They don't have ears for him. Look at John chapter 12, verse 37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. You know, you think that miracles will make you believe in Jesus? Really? Faith comes by hearing God, not by seeing miracles. One of the women that received one of the greatest miracles I saw, that they gave up to die from Germany to the whole Europe and brought her back to Nigeria. And the doctors in Nigeria gave her up to die, and she had written her will. Until the sister said, there's a church that instead of staying here and crying, there's this church that starting there, go there and be praying. Go and join them. And she walked in, and we're just starting this church. And all of a sudden, I just walked up to her. I didn't know her from Adam. And I said, you are in for a miracle. If you walk under the move of the Spirit of God, you will say things that will shock you. You will do things that you feel embarrassed about. I just walked up, a total stranger. I said, you are in for a miracle. And I went back. I said, what did I just say? I said, is this sure? What? Am I trying to impress her? I don't have to impress her. Actually, I went to him and I was asking God to forgive me. I said, Lord, why did I say this? Is it? Do I have to make him think God mostly or what? If we don't run a church by doing such childish stuff. But the following Sunday, I did the same thing and got more confused. Little did I know that God was inspiring them. And then during the service, you know, some people think you told them because you love them. Sometimes God starts moving you to do something. I started moving around. And I would go to all the time, I'll go to her, boom, touch her, she'll fall. All the time. I didn't even know why. I'll go to her and touch her, she'll fall. All the time. Until January 1. Pastor, you know who I'm talking about. Mrs. Obama. January 1. She came to have a testimony. She told us how the root of the dad, everything, and that she came here and pastor said, you are your finger. And then she touched me. Every time, come and touch me. Every time, she come and touch me. He said, and I have this regular checkup that I go, and I just went in. And then my doctor examined me and went and called another doctor. He said they were coming in series to examine me. And then finally, my doctor asked me a question. When your doctor asked you, are you the same person? That's a serious question. And he said, what do you mean? You are my doctor. He said, no. Are you really so? He said, I am. He said, because we can't find anything. She's still alive. She's still alive. So the Bible says, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. So they talk. Did you see what happened? They talk. It's all emotions and talk. Those things are to stir your spirit, the reality of God, so that you listen to him. Faith cometh by what? Hear. You must hear. It's the word. Is the word that abuses. Then he says that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom had the arm of the Lord been what? Revealed.
watch what the, when the Holy Spirit is writing, please be serious and take note of the words he's using. He's not joking.
He says, which he spake, Lord, who had believed what? And he used the word. He used the next word. And to whom had the arm of the Lord been what? Revealed.
He used the word revealed.
Who is the arm of the Lord?
Jesus.
Therefore, they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he had blinded what? Their eyes. And hardened what? Their heart. That they could not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be what? Converted. And I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. It's not everybody that has spiritual eyes. And it's not everybody that has spiritual eyes. And what Jesus said, he said, he's quoting Isaiah, that he said, this is what God said. That God himself said, I blinded them. And they're not going to hear me. Why? They're not existing. They don't want to hear. There are many people who sit in church who don't want to hear. They have made up their mind what to hear. Made up their mind. Preach from here till Monday. They don't change. Somebody has said, Pastor, how can people come to church 3 years? They don't change. They don't want to hear. Simple. Because if you hear, your mind will be what? Renewed. And your life will be what? Transformed. The issue is you are not hearing. You don't want to hear. You don't. People sit here and you tell them, come for Bible study. Come and study. Study your Bible. They won't hear. They don't care. They don't. They think I'm doing okay. So all this Jesus is saying about the harvest is what? Many don't hear. They don't care. They don't want to hear. Checking their bank account. Someone that says fat. What is Jesus talking about this service? So what does it profit the man? To what? And the most important position you have is yours. Let me make it clear. And you will prosper to the extent your soul prosper. Have you had a grown up even behaving like a what? You're wondering. And he thinks he knows what is there. I want you to hear me. All the money you have in the bank doesn't guarantee resources. It doesn't guarantee resources. You might think it's resources, but you haven't been, again, you are not hearing what God is saying. Except the Lord builds. He said, those that are, they will build. You can build a bank account, build carriers, build this. Build. Is it the Lord? Have we not seen men build? The day they die, they're fighting over those things. Have we not seen men build great wealth? And they die in 10 years, is zero. Their children are owing. Am I telling lies here? Eh? It's all over the place. The soul of a man, very, very critical, very important. You must pay attention to your soul. You must pay attention to what? Lest you lose it. Lest you go to Orange Foursquare and lose it. You die and see your hell. Because you didn't care to listen. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And so it calls for prayer. Really, when you want to hear the Lord, it's a desire. It's something important to you. I want to hear him. Do you know Mary? Mary had a sister called what? Martha. And Jesus made this statement. I never understood that statement until recently. I used to think that what Jesus meant that Christians have the right to hear. He said, Mary chose. Everybody said choose. It was a choice. She chose one thing that is what? Needful. And what was that?
She chose to listen to the Lord. Jesus said, that's the only important thing in your life, because that's what will establish your soul and cause your soul to prosper. And when your soul prospers, you prosper in health, you prosper in everything you do. He said, one thing is little. It was her choice. And Jesus said, and no man can what? Take it away from her. Why? It's so precious to her that she won't let you distract her. That's what Jesus says. It doesn't matter who you are, you can't take it from her. Why? It's so important to her. Is hearing him important to you? What price are you paying to show God, I want to hear your word? I want to know what you are seeing. Where is the price you paid? Where is the evidence that this is important to you? Why should God show it to you? He said, to whom with the arm of the Lord will God reveal? Yeah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So, the disciples of Jesus came to him one time and said, sir, why do you speak in parables? I mean, if you want to teach me, don't speak in parables now. They said to him, why do you what? Speak in parables. Why not teach in plain language? He told them it was on purpose. It was on purpose to hide it from them. Yep. So it's on purpose. Why? Because they don't want to hear me. That was interesting. So look at Matthew chapter 13 from verse 9. He says, and who had ears to hear, let him what? Hear. So we say there are people who do not have ears for what the Lord is saying. They have ears for other things, but not Jesus. And 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, what speakest thou unto them in what? Parable. Why speakest thou unto them what? In parables. He answered and said, if I come here to preach and I'm preaching in parables. He said it was on purpose. So he said unto them, he answered and said unto them, because it is given, watch the word I'm using here. What's the word in the Bible? It is what? Given. Watch that word, given. Church, listen to me. Because your soul is important. Many people are living as if to say, life is just a good thing. There's something very precious the devil wants, and it's your soul. He will do anything to get your soul. And God gave his life to get your soul. There's a battle over our soul. The devil will do anything he can to destroy the soul of a man, because he knows that that's the most precious thing, and God is after it. Because God is Son, his most precious Son that left heaven, came here and died a painful death to save us. And we talk with it, playing around, playing church with it. And so you see, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of what? Kingdom. But to them it is not given. Why is it not given to them? Jesus explained, for whosoever hath, to him shall be what? So he said, the condition to give is that the one you have, you are using it. It's important to you. You are doing it. You have. You are putting it to practice. He said, the more shall be what? Give. But to him who had not. Which means, you don't want it. It's not important to you. You empty your feet. You think you can live without it. You see, even the little he has will be what? take it from him and give him. And give him. And what? Give. So the condition to give is because you want it. It's precious to you and you are using it. So you'll be giving. He said, but these ones who don't want it, parable is what they hear. Do you know people sit in church and hear parables? And then because they don't want to hear, they say, I've had this before. Yeah. The reason you are saying that, you are ignorant. Very ignorant. I was sharing with Pastor, I said, Jesus is such a deep truth, such a deep well of water, that you can't finish drinking till you die. The more you hear one topic of God, the more you hear, the more you have revelation given to you in that topic, and that revelation will put your soul where it should be. The more, you don't get everything in one day. You can't, if this salvation was saved, we will still keep understanding it until Jesus comes. The wisdom of God is so deep. It's so deep, brethren. It's so deep. You can't see the one that I had here before. No, here it was. Again, you heard it. You have this level of understanding. You hear it more, you have a deeper what? Level of understanding. Then you hear it again. The same topic. You hear it again. Are there not things that before you didn't know what it meant, but right now they are making sense? Is it not because you kept what? Hearing. That's why the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing. Can I hear him? Don't ever say I've had it before. No, there's a level of revelation you need. I read the Bible. I don't read to read this. I'm seeking until I hear God. I told Pastor, I said, once I start praying, I must hear God. You are not putting me up. I say, he must tell me something. I can be on one verse of scripture 1 week. I'm not going anywhere. And I know when I hear. I'll come back and say, Lord, I've been hard. I've read it before. I've even preached on it now. But that doesn't mean I know a lot about it. I will humble myself and say, Lord, there is still depth of truth I need to what? Go here. Show it to me. I'm sure enough we show it to you. And those are the things that save us. But the devil wants to use deceit to destroy us. Even false doctrines. Can I hear him? And so Jesus, the scripture showed us something very, very precious. Because if you really want to hear, then you start praying to God to open what? Eyes. And David knew the secret. And that was why he operated above his level. He had a revelation of grace. When people are still struggling with grace today, David had a revelation of grace. He had a revelation of praise and worship. He had tremendous revelation about it. And he had the revelation of Christ. Why? Look at Psalm 119:18. Open thou my eyes. Open thou what? My eyes. That I may behold wondrous things out of heaven. Look at Psalm 51:15. Even as that his mouth. Amazing. Oh Lord, open thou my what? Lips. And my mouth shall show forth what? He even prayed that his mouth, that this word can't come out. Lord, open my mouth. So I speak it. Then open my eyes. And Paul came and continued that prayer for you and me. My question is, you that spend all night praying, do you pray this? Just in the devil. If you walk in the truth and you know the truth, you will remain free. The reason you are not free, my people perish for what? Your ignorance. Your soul is being sought after by them. Being sought after until you think church is something you can go in your life. Your soul is being stolen. It's being stolen. The love of many say what? Your soul is waxing cold already. You're on your way to destruction. The body of Christ has no more significance to you. If the body of Jesus doesn't have significance to you, then Jesus doesn't have significance to you. He said, nobody speaking by the Holy Spirit speaks evil of me easily. And this is his body. How can you? The excitement to go, like David was praying, open my eyes, open my eyes, until God was showing. And then all of a sudden, we had David saying, I was glad when they said, let us go. The house of the Lord was a place of glory for him. He was seeing something there. He was seeing something in that house of the Lord. He was seeing it. Many were not seeing. Because he said to God, open what? That's what Peter said to Ananias and Sapphira. How did he tell you? Blind you, that you don't even know the Holy Spirit is what? Here. You don't know he's here. And you come here telling lies. Drag your six Sunday school is not important to you. It's because you don't want to hear him. If you hear him, he'll wake you up in the morning and tell you to pray about your Sunday school. I'm not kidding you. He will make you pray for that Sunday school. He will make you pray for your teacher. He will make you pray for people in that Sunday school that are sick. He will tell you, you know your brother is sick. Pray for him. He will make you pray. Those things assume serious importance because your eyes is being opened. You are seeing what God is seeing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Ephesians 1:16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, to whom is the arm of the Lord. Paul is praying the same prayer that David was praying for the church, that God will open our eyes so that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of what? Him. Verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being, so that now you may know. So you may know. So you will know why he called you. The hope of his calling. Which are what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints are. Do you know the riches of his glory? Do you know the riches that Christ died to give you? Do you know them? Do you employ them? Do you enjoy them? Do you even know what they are? Do you know? Pastor and I were coming. We've been traveling since Thursday. Thursday night we traveled. Thursday, Friday we flew in New Hampshire. Yesterday we drove back from New Hampshire. And then we went to sleep so that I can get ready for this. I was on this day, maybe 1 or 2 or something. And I went to bed, woke up praying, did 6, and then slept off after 6. Because I was asleep. I said to Pastor, he said, this GPS will make you not know. I said, yeah. That is something where you depend on the man to be praying for you. It's your GPS. And since you're, if you keep using GPS, the day you remove the GPS, you miss your way. If you depend on a man to be praying for you, you are looking for a man to be praying for you. The day that man is not there, your GPS is not there, you will miss. And God help you if it's a serious attack, vicious attack. Because you don't know where you are. If you want to know your way, you keep your GPS somewhere and start programming the thing where? In your head. Anybody understand what I'm saying? And if you want to program it, you go to the Bible and start praying for God to open your, so you find your way. John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth is received riches and gathereth fruit unto life everlasting. He said, if you can look around you,
church, Jesus said, if you can look what? In your office, your friends, everyone. He said, if you look at it, you see the place is white and made in your house. He said, lift up your eyes and see. Lift up your eyes. That's it. All right. But the question is, he who has what? He has to hear. Let him, not many people hear. That's why evangelism. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And so, Paul. Let's see what the scripture says about this business of seven people. Jude 22. Jude chapter 22, verse 22. Has anybody found Jude chapter 22? What do we have? It's because you did expo. You saw it here. And some have what? Compassion. Making a difference. Making a difference in somebody's life is to make sure the next one. And others save with what? Fear. Pulling them where? Out of the fire. Hating even the garments spotted by the fire. Compassion. Compassion. Everybody say compassion. Come on, say it loud. Compassion will move you because you know this soul is so precious and is being stolen by the devil. At least if you can't talk, pray. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. And that's why we're changing now. You know, our Wednesday prayers really go in a different direction. I told them, I said, this is not for praying for your business. If you want to pray for yourself, get into your closet and what? If you come here, we're not praying for you. We're praying for you. Don't excite you, stay home. It's not a game of numbers. God says, I'm looking for a man, not 10 men, one. If you don't excite you, stay home. Really, don't come. I'm honest, don't come. If you hear him and you have compassion and your soul is tired, you come and pray. You come and pray. Because except we pray, who will pray for the nation? Is it 10 minutes of service here, you say, Pastor, we pray today. You didn't pray anything. Such kind of prayer needs you taking time. You devote, if you're really serious that God will move in this country and let His will be established, you spend hours seeking God for it. Pastor was telling us on Thursday how they started to pray that people be saved. They stopped all this clothes and shoe prayer and started praying for the things that matter most. Souls of me. And one morning in their church, 48 people got saved. Right? 48 people. And then Pastor Odo took the thing. See how the thing was phrased. He took that prayer thing, went to his village. And they started praying in their village. Not about shoes and trousers, about the will of God in that village. Crusade broke out. He said there was a road, impassable road. Every time they come, they will pray that God, this road must be what? He said, after 7 years, they came the road. You know the result? When the road was started, the whole villager said, so God, that crusade, Pastor, that crusade, I hear that if you come there, 3 days of people, because they see the road, they say, well, that's God, I'm going. Praise the Lord. If we don't pray for the government, you say there's no job. You have no right to talk. Who will provide a job? Is it politicians? Is it politicians that are the light of the world? Are they the salt of the world? We are the ones that have connection to the greatest power on earth. And we are the ones that can make prayer and God will move the heart of the king and make them put
put in place policies that they don't even have idea will work. But they think will work and there will be jobs. Come on, church, shout hallelujah. But do we even hear what Jesus is saying? Pray you for them, Lord. Lord of heaven, that the borrowers are few. Not many people pray like this. If you call prayer meeting while you pray for your needs, the place will be packed. Church, let me make a statement. Everybody look at me. The reason it's like that is the ignorance of Jesus. The inheritance Christ gave covers everything that pertains to life. You don't need that type of thing. In your closet, you can stand there and faith and get anything from God that concerns you. You don't need all that. I'm telling you, you don't need what? Whatever. In your car, you can get it. Look at 2 Corinthians 4. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So you see, the devil is after that soul, and so we go to pray. Paul said, I love my country so much. He said, they have zeal, but not what? What did Paul do? Paul said, I pray for Israel. I pray for Israel that they may be saved. So that's what I do. That's what I do. Because I know there's a devil that wants, that's after their soul. He said, I'll pray you for them. I'm engaging that thing. You must take advantage of them. They must come to know him.
John 12:40. Also, we've read that one.
Now, some of the reasons that we have, that we don't hear Jesus, apart from the fact that it's a choice we made, we're not really interested. We're engaged in things of this world. We think that those things are more important than to use God to get the job for you. You use God to get this for you. You use God to get this for you. Which one is God using you? So because of that, we don't care. We don't really care. That's one of the reasons. Then the other reason is when you want to live in the Old Testament, and you must share with this one. But that's where a lot of people are. If you want to live in the Old Testament, if you don't want to understand the gospel of Christ, you'll be blinded 24/7. Because Christ is the light. Can I hear amen? He's the light. That lighted every man that cometh what? Into this world. He is the word. He is the truth. The entrance of the word, it is the entrance of the knowledge of Christ. He is the light. Look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Galatians 5, verse 4. Christ is become what? I didn't hear. Christ is become what? Church. Christ is become what? Church, Christ has become what? Unto you, whosoever you are, trying to be justified by the law. You are falling from grace. You are out. Case closed. That's Bible. You can't erase it. That's many Christians want to be justified by it. They live in the Old Testament. Okay, let me show you another thing. 2 Corinthians 3:14. Second Corinthians what? But their minds were what? Blinded. For until this day remained the same. Even until this day remained the same what? Fell. On taking away in the reading of the Old Testament. But it is only when you come to Christ and accept the gospel of grace. It says, which fell is done away. We are Christ. If you don't want to live in Christ, you don't want to know Jesus crucified, you'll be living in the Old Testament. The veil will cover you. The veil will cover you. You sit there and be saying, what are they talking about? Because you have a veil.
Then the other thing that keeps us in blindness is living in the flesh, allowing the flesh to control us. You know what the Lord was showing? He said, when you pray this, can somebody turn up the lights? All of them. All of them. That's what he showed me. He said, this is how a Christian lives in the flesh. He lives in darkness. And he asked me, who is the prince of darkness? Come on now. Huh? Who? So he lives in the domain of who? Satan. What happens to him? Devastation. Turn on the light. You don't want the flesh to control your life. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, says it will lead you toward death. It will cut you off from the light. It will cut you off from Christ. It will cut you off from God. It will separate you from fellowship with God. And it's a fact. You live in darkness. When it means darkness, not physical darkness, it's your mind is blinded. Your spiritual eye is blinded. And you can't see the truth. That's why somebody is bearing bitterness. You are telling him, God, you should forgive him. It's a pastor, you have no idea what they did for me. No. Okay, I have no idea. But I know what the Bible says. 1 John 2, 11. First John 2 what? Can we read it together? Can we? Let's go. One, two, go. But he hated his brother is what? In darkness and walketh well in dark. You know. There. Obi said, small, small. So let's start again like Obi said. But he that what? His brother is well and where does he walk? And what the next result? Knoweth not whither he went, because the darkness are blinded. Which eye is he talking about? Spiritual eye. You feel justified sitting up there and you're justified. What they did to you. But you're back. And you can't see. You can't hear. You can't see. You can't hear. And I want to ask you a question. My brother. I've been using these two people. Today is your turn. You see, I'm taller than him, right? But if I go down small. Okay. If all of a sudden, that's not what will happen, just hypothetical example. If all of a sudden he loses his hearing, what disadvantage will he give in life? Huh? He loses his hearing, total hearing. Will he give him any disadvantage? Supposing all of a sudden he loses both his hearing and his eye. What happens to him? Come on, church. Huh? When the flesh leads you, and you get into this thing the Holy Spirit is writing about, you lose both your hearing and your eyes. You say he doesn't know where he's what? Guess what happens? Guess where he's leading you? Out of the church. The girl out of here, that pastor. Yeah. And because you don't know, you will think you are right in what you do. You can even defend it. When you read the Bible, take it seriously. Don't joke with the Bible, because that's the truth. If you lose your spiritual hearing and spiritual eye, you are of all men very, very vulnerable. Extremely vulnerable. Not only will you not hear God, you won't even see what God is. You can sit in church, let them make all the announcements, preach all they want to. They're not seeing. I'm telling you the truth. That's why people hear all this summer. January, February, March, December, and they haven't changed. something has what? And this ear is not changed.
And the most serious thing about it is the target is your soul.
Why? Because the scripture says that we should give attention, we should seek the sincere milk of what? Which is able to what?
Save our soul.
Now, you can't see, you can't hear it. How would your soul be saved? Tell me how we say. So, they can talk from now till Monday. Look up and see. The harvest is there. You are seeing nothing. In fact, you want to go and watch people. Not interested in that. Yeah, let's be real this morning. You live here, you watch people. All that look up and see, you see nothing, you had nothing. But we went to church, you amazing. Did you see that dance? The thing that will appeal to you are the carnal things that you see physically. But the spiritual things, you will talk about it. It's only the carnal. Did you see that miracle? The anointing was too much on the man of God. It's only what you see here. But the one with here, you can't talk about it. Because you didn't see. Peter said to Ananias and Sapphira, how did the devil blind you to the extent that you don't even know the Holy Spirit is here? And you were telling lies to the Holy Spirit. And they died. What does it profit what? To do what? And your soul determines how far prosper is. And when I mean prosper, good success. He that has ear to hear, you know, you can change things. And when you realize your value system changes, you can change today. I said, I need to hear. I don't mean listening to a voice that says, Dawson. No, I don't mean that. I mean, you know when God is giving revelation. Because when your soul is being built up, when it's being built up, the things of God excite you. When they talk of Jesus, you can't have enough of Jesus. Brethren, I don't understand why people are like that. Teach me about Jesus from now to evening and listen to him. Because everything you say about him, it starts my spirit. Oh, praise the Lord, somebody. We went to somewhere, me and Pastor, and they were preaching about very wonderful song. I said to Pastor, you didn't start my spirit. Because I wanted to hear about Jesus. You didn't tell me about him. In him is the knowledge I want. Where did they keep you? Where did they keep you? He's the one that will keep me from falling. Oh, somebody shout, hallelujah. I didn't hear about him. I was hungry to hear. Because the manna, he's the manna. He is the manna. In him I live. In him I move. In him I have what? You're telling me about the strange land. No, I belong here. Tell me about Jesus. The Lord to talk about Jesus. He is the Messiah. Praise the Lord. That man called his son. He said, don't look to women. Don't do this. And after all that law, the man went to jail. Because the Bible said, to him who is able to keep you, be glory forever. Him is the one that keeps you. Him, the rock of what? Him. Who? Him. Not this, not this, not that. To him, who is what? If he took that boy and said, look unto him, he's able to keep him. He will keep him. Let all the girls look at him. He'll keep him. He'll keep him. He's too powerful. He's too powerful. I want you to bow your head. I don't know if you had.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings daily, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.